Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rossfeld trial heads into day four. The defense continuing its case with a lethal force expert on the stand as they resume this morning. No word on whether there will be any other defense witnesses after that. It is potential that the jury could get this case this afternoon and deliberate today and into the weekend.
Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, he is a criminal defense attorney with Dickey, McCamey & Chilcote, not associated directly with this case, but providing valuable insight to us. Bob Del Greco, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You know, a lot of people are describing it as surprised that Michael Rossfeld took the stand. From a defense standpoint, what kind of a risk and what kind of thought goes into whether or not you put your client on the stand?
Well, I like that you use the word risk. The objective, the objective to putting an individual on the stand essentially is to disabuse the jury of that notion that he maliciously killed another. And the objective is that you hope that the jury likes him. You put a face on him because if his testimony is perceived as sincere and credible, it is easier to acquit an individual, I think, under those circumstances. You know, I've always contended that you can never discount the visceral reaction that a jury has to an individual. And it's always interesting, too, because legally, Rossfeld had no duty to testify, and the jury would be instructed that no adverse inference can be drawn from that decision. But as a practical matter, defense attorneys know that the jury's sitting there and they're saying, I'd like to hear from that guy. I really want to put a face on him, a personality, get a reaction to him. And I think Pat Tomasi probably realized that, knowing that the hope is to move that needle. You know, that needle is in a position, notwithstanding the presumption of innocence in this case. I think that needle started out in a position that an unarmed juvenile was shot in the back fleeing. And that's something that repulses everyone, and you kind of have that reaction of, oh, my God. And so I think Pat and probably Rossfeld to some extent decided that needle needed to be moved, and it needed to be moved by him, and he needed to look the jury in the eye and tell them what his thought was.
And the critical part of that, unlike I'm sure many cases that you might have, Bob, was the fact that all of this happened in such a short time span. So there's a real focus on those moments and the minutes leading up to those moments. And then after Michael Rossfeld took the stand, they brought up a use of force expert, Clifford Jobe, to talk about what is in the parameters of what first responders of these police are instructed to do in situations.
Right. I'm familiar with expert Jobe. He's an excellent witness. It is also interesting, generally, the defense puts his client on last to give that latency effect. You know, they say that juries remember most what they hear first and what they hear last. And it's interesting that Mr. Tomasi chose to put Jobe on last. And I think it's almost a recognition that to some extent he's maybe even more important than Rossfeld to be able to define to them or explain to them the whole nature of the training and what a police officer goes through. And of course, I'm assuming that the Commonwealth, true to its word, will not be presenting a rebuttal expert witness. So the last thing that they will hear, assuming that is the last witness, is expert Jobe's testimony, and I've read the report, which essentially indicates that what Rossfeld did, while regrettable, was not criminal and was justifiable under the circumstances.
How will the jury hear the testimony of Rossfeld yesterday when he said that when he actually fired his weapon, he could not see whether whichever actor raised their hand towards him was still raising their hand, because his vision of the two fleeing suspects was blocked by his own arms and the gun. So he was shooting, but really couldn't see what he was aiming at.
How he's perceived, his sincerity, his credibility, it may differ with jurors. You know, one may see hear that testimony and say, well, that sounds reasonable to me, that this was an evolving, emergent, frightening situation. And another may say, well, that sounds like a contrived excuse to me, and I'm not buying it. That's why the whole idea of putting your client on is risky business. In fact, some people believe that in a case like this, it might be dispositive. It might even determine the outcome in terms of whether or not he's convicted versus acquittal. For those reasons that I cited before, Mr. Tomasi thought that he should put it on. I was a bit surprised, but not shocked.
Well,
the other thing I wanted to say that you have to, I think, surely factored into the decision as to whether or not to have him testify is, don't forget, Rossfeld's familiar with the courtroom. He's, as an officer, he's testified and been cross-examined before. So he has some comfort level that the rest of us would not, if that was our first attempt to testify. Yeah.
And you never know what a jury's going to do, for sure, right, Bob?
No, and never know. Have no idea. You know, there are situations where jurors have nodded, apparently in approval during a closing argument, only to find out that they were the ones that voted against you. So it's unless you can read minds or you have great perception, you have no idea where they're going.
We appreciate, as always, your time and expertise, and thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Bob Del Greco with Dickie McCamey and Chilcote on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.